What with all that is going on today, many struggle to balance the demands in one's life. Our scripture readings this evening speak to that pressure in our often busy lives. Paul asks the Romans, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, or distress, or peril, or the sword? No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly, says Paul, through him who loved us. Isaiah offers us a similar comfort. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without pain and without cost, drink wine and milk. For what are we hungry? For what do we thirst? What are our deepest needs? The Lord tells us, come to the water, drink and eat without cost. Receive Christ, whose love for you is always stronger than death, stronger than present or future things, stronger than powers or any other creatures. God is calling each of us to care for others, to participate in spreading the love and the blessings of God throughout our world. God also desires to give us all that we need to answer this call. This means that we need to root all our efforts in the truth that we are, first and foremost, infinitely loved by God. God's love is not a love that we have to earn. God's love is a gift to us. We do not have to spend our money for what is not bread or our wages for what fails to satisfy. What we need to do is rely on the Lord, opening our hearts to him, listening to him, heeding his voice, that we may have life and be renewed with his everlasting covenant. And so, my sisters and brothers, as we approach the Holy Eucharist today, the fulfillment of God's covenant, let us bring our needs and our hunger to Christ, our Savior, and our brother. Let us confidently seek the renewal that Christ offers to each of us. Let us open our hearts to be nourished by his word and sacrament, by his love, so that in turn we can go forward, and as he has called us to do, to bless and to serve our sisters and brothers, so we can spread the light of his love, hope, and peace as his people, as his servants, as his amazing parish. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.